Surprise. Surprise. Hey, guys. I know that we are posting this not on a Tuesday, and you're probably wondering, what the fuck is going on? Well, we wanted to do something a little bit different. Both Ben and I are very, very into music. Some might call us music nerds. We wanted to come on and start doing little mini episodes, little tidbits, if you will, that I think maybe we might call music-sodes, if Ben doesn't hate that terribly.
Not terribly.
Maybe we'll call it something else. Maybe. I don't know. But basically, we're just going to come and share with you some of the music that we're listening to and why we're liking it, have a quick little chat about it, and you can go on our Instagram and you can find the songs and have a listen. And so we're just going to toss these out every so often.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. Hit me with your first song. And also, I will say, so due to licensing, we cannot actually play the songs for you guys on the podcast, which is why you'll just have to go and give the artist some love and listen to it yourself.
My first choice is by one of my favorite bands. They've kind of tapered off after... oh, I would say 2015, 16. But this is from their 2014 album called... the album is the name of the song. The band is Delta Spirit. The song and album are called Into the Wide.
It feels like a good movie song.
Mm-hmm.
Like something that you would hear in either the very beginning or the very end of a movie.
Very cinematic, isn't it?
It is a very cinematic song. What playlist does this live on for you?
Oh, gosh. It definitely was on a driving playlist.
Mm-hmm. That was the other thing I was going to say, is that it feels like a good road trip song.
Yeah. I've listened to it on tons of road trips. It's a good song, I feel, to put on when you're passing nature.
Hmm.
Not only the lyrical content, but just the ethereal vibe of it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the chord progressions. Not only the minor four, but there are some passing tones in there that... You know me, I'm a music theory nerd anyway.
Yeah.
And anything that can kind of like scratch that itch, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Is there a lyric in there that you feel really drawn to?
The lyric right up into the chorus. It is back to the wide open arms of the earth. And then just the instrumentation just kind of swells and builds.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits its apex right there, mm-hmm. which is, it can give you chills.
If Eddie Vedder hadn't done the entire soundtrack for Into the Wild, it feels like it would have been something that would have been picked for that.
Yeah, movie. Even if the name kind of sounds the same.
Yeah, well, still.
Yeah. Your turn.
My turn. So my first one is by this woman that I don't even remember how I found her. It is called Call Your Name by Tora. And
let me play.
Tora. T-O-R-A.
Yeah, that's fun.
I was thinking about the three songs that I picked today on my drive home,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that there is a common theme throughout the three songs that I picked.
Ooh.
And it's I am such a sucker for someone. I love people who have beautiful singing voices, who if they were just to stand in a room and sing that they could hold their own, I'm a huge proponent of people who are just beautiful singers. But also, I love good contrast in a song where maybe you have like a very delicate piano or like just an acoustic guitar, and the person singing has like a very boisterous, raspy tone to them.
Yeah, juxtaposition. So it's
a good contrast between like the delicate music and a bold voice. And so all three of my songs that I chose kind of have that type of feel to it.
I dig.
Mm-hmm. The playlist that this lives on for me is my an old playlist, but it's kind of just something that's like my catch-all for my hype music, because I would file this under a hype song for me. It's called Get It Right, Get It Tight.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed by that, but
that's okay.
It's the playlist that I go to if I need like a pump up that's not necessarily working out, but just like getting me psyched up for something.
Yeah, like a mood boost.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Sweet. Exactly. Yeah. What's your next one?
My next one is by another one of my favorite bands. It is the first song off of their debut album. Their debut album is their their self-titled. It's Nothing But Thieves with the song Excuse Me. So that's a pretty good sample of it.
That is a really good song.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, it's got everything.
It really does, because it starts out so gentle. And that's the other thing I love about like certain songs that start out really gentle and then they have that big swell.
Dynamics.
Gets your blood pumping.
Yeah. So that band, they are English.
No wonder I love it.
Yeah. The vocalist, Connor Mason, is really on point, and he can sing like that live too, that falsetto, and does all types of runs.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily they've worked with a good producer in Julian Emery. He's been kind of all over the place, but he's done stuff with like Plain White Tees and other semi-pop acts. So his sheen that he put on it, I think that's like a fantastic song that's got a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that's a great song. What playlist does it live on?
Just my straight up rockin' playlist.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your like mood boosts, and I've got like a rock version of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to get me in a good headspace, but not, I don't want anything like Pantera and Metallica, but some rock that means something. It's got some soul behind it.
Right. My next song is by the band Amber Run.
Amber Run. Have I heard that name?
I don't know. I was trying to think if they are an older band, because the name reminds me of maybe a band that I listened to in high school, but I don't think that it is. Amber Run, and the song is Amen.
Boy, that's a deep one.
Mm-hmm. This song is something, it lives on my social jet lag playlist, which is a stolen name from another artist who I'm sure I will feature at some point. But it's my slightly melancholy, can kind of zone out but then snap you back in kind of a playlist. I don't know how to describe it very well.
Yeah.
I love a song that evokes like a really deep emotion,
mm-hmm.
and where you can hear the turmoil that the artist is going through by the strain in their voice.
And that one will do it.
And just that last section right towards the end where he's like screaming essentially. Oh, it's so good.
It's almost tough to listen to because it sounds like real.
Right. And I'm really drawn to music that is like that, that makes you really feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My final song to end it on a high note and a weird note.
I know who you're going to play.
I don't think you know. I don't think you know. This is the Foo Fighters.
Ah, damn it. I was wrong.
With Make It Right. Off of their last album they released called Concrete and Gold. Yeah, weird, isn't it?
I don't know if I would classify it as weird, though. What makes it weird for you?
The chord progressions
are
all over the place, yet they work. They wouldn't because you've got a D. No, I'm sorry. The song's an E, right? They're just rocking it like old school hammer on D to E stuff, like pentatonic walk ups. But then the chorus goes down to B and then like a major six off of that, and then a major lowered third, and then back to B. It's all over the place, and that would definitely be in my what the fuck playlist. But it's still rocking.
It's really sexy when you talk about chord progressions that I have no idea what you're saying. It's like you're talking another language.
Yeah.
It's hot.
But you see what I mean. Just
I do.
Unorthodox approach to rock music. I can't get enough of that.
Yeah, that's cool. It's a really good song.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, my last song, going to take it down to a very sad, depressing place, as is most of my music.
Yeah.
I will say, too, that people are going to very quickly start to realize the difference in our taste in music. Like, we've got some similarities in like certain artists that we both really enjoy, but our taste in music is definitely, they're not opposite on the spectrum, but they're not like, you like more rock based and I like more folk singer songwriter based.
Yep. Sad.
I do like sad songs.
You do.
I love sad songs. One of my favorite playlists is Sad Indie. I love it. That's what I listen to all the time. Yeah. I mean, Dallas Green has my heart forever and always. And he's the king of sad indie bops.
Sure is.
Anyways, okay. My last song is by an artist that we have seen together.
Ooh.
And he holds a special, special place in our story because he performed the night that we got engaged. He opened for Maggie Rogers at the Ryman Theater. His name is Jacob Banks.
Yeah.
And he is so freaking talented, but this song is called Peace of Mind. It's the last song on his album, Village. Yeah, the album is called Village, and I believe that it came out in 2017. It's not like a lot of the stuff on the album, and it's a good wrap-up song for this album. So one of the reasons why I love this song is I love songs with secret songs hidden in them. Yeah. And there, I can really only think of a handful, like one, a good comparison of what I mean by a song that has a secret song in it, or a song that has a completely different chord progression in the middle of it, is Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. When it does that big like bass drop in the middle of the song, where it doesn't really match everything else.
Right.
So this song has that at the 2:30 mark. The first song essentially ends, and while we were just playing it, you looked at me and you said, is this still the same song? Because I fast-forwarded it a little bit to the second part. But my question for you is there any similarity in the beginning part of this song with the piano progression? And then does it meld at all with the guitar portion at the end?
Not really.
They don't necessarily sound similar, but they have like a, I don't know, a vibe to them, I guess.
Yeah, I think they are probably like leftover ideas that he had, and they just so happen to be all on the last track. But in regards to similarities between what he's doing, the first piano segment had a lot of like suspended chords.
Mm-hmm.
So like, or suspended notes, I should say. So not notes that would be on like a major chord, but they might be in between, and they're not dissonant, which is why it doesn't sound bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there were definitely some added fourths and added sixes suspended over from chord to chord. And then that last part, there were a lot of sevens.
What does that
in
mean?
That. So, gosh.
You don't have to go, like, you're going to have to say it in layman's terms because I'm not going to understand what you're saying.
In layman's terms, if you were to stack up a chord, lay your hand on middle C,
okay,
right, and your all five digits were all laid out right there.
Okay.
And you played your first, third, and fifth. That would be a major triad.
Okay.
Right? So 1, 3, 5, that'd be C, E, G.
Okay.
Now, if you were to keep that going, like if you were to keep that pattern going, and somehow you had a 1, 3, 5, and then a 7 stacked on top of that, it'd be a B. So it doesn't always sound bad, but by default, that's not like a major chord.
Hmm. So sounds to me like from everything that you just said, Jacob Banks is not a fan of major chords.
He's using them, but he's also peppering in some passing tones and some suspensions, which, I mean, if you're not like doing anything other than just regular triads, like that's boring.
Mm. Yeah. But his voice, there's something about his voice that just like it is
sultry.
Oh my God.
Raspy.
Just evokes such soulfulness.
Yeah. He's a good guy. He's a tall guy too.
Very tall guy. Yeah. I totally, when we were going to this show, I had, and the night that you proposed to me, I had said, can we go early? Because typically you and I will just get there for like the main act because unless we know who the opener is. And I had looked it up and I said, I really want to see this opener because he's really good. He's a huge dude.
Massive.
He's very tall.
Yeah.
When we were talking about secret songs inside of secret songs, if anybody out there is interested in another example of that, JoJo just released a new album two weeks ago, and the song Pedialyte on her new album has a secret song at the end.
Mm.
So it's another example of that. So Anyways, guys, that's our little mini episode that we're going to just toss in. Feel free to go and have a listen to those songs that we just shared. If you guys like it, we'll probably keep doing this. I mean, it's a good little secret surprise that we can toss at you guys every so often.
Secrets.
And we're such music people that we figured we might just kind of share it. So. Yeah.
And we like listening to anything that people suggest to us too.
Yeah, if you guys have a favorite song or something that you want us to listen to, toss it our way. But other than that, have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Love, love, love.
Love you.
Love, love, love.
No, I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure you said it.
Love, love, love.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's how we end the regular podcast.
We're not going to change it by saying love, love, love.
Yes, we are.
It sounds gross.
This is not a regular episode.
No, it sounds like you're like, it sounds like you're a Karen who is like kissing as she walks away. Love, love, love.
I'm not saying live, laugh, love.
Sounds like it.
Nope. I'm saying one of those.
Hey, I love you.
I love you.